Our next agenda item is entitled Report from Talking Book Services, and it's being given by Kristen White. If none of you have met Kristen, she is a ball of fire. She's awesome to work with and very good. She's been here, I guess, maybe now for 2 years almost, or about 2 years. And she has definitely been a part of the blind community here in South Carolina and is getting involved, and she's a pleasure to work with. So, Kristen, let's hear what you have to say.
Thank you so much, Frank. I really appreciate that. I love this song. This book right here makes everything okay. It's like the sun in the sky is shining down on me. Once you learn to read, baby, you will be forever free. Thank you all so much again for the second year in a row, a fantastic introductory song. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That sounds like a Tom and Tracy choice again. Good afternoon. On behalf of the State Librarian, Lisa Aiken, my supervisor, Denise Lyons, the Deputy Director of Statewide Development, the staff of Talking Book Services, and the entire staff of the South Carolina State Library, I bring greetings and congratulations on a successful first of its kind National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina annual convention. It was actually 1 year ago that I stood in front of this group, very nervous, not feeling as if I really knew what to say. I had just begun my position actually on April 29th and felt as if I had only hesitantly dipped my pinky toe into what would be my baptism by fire this year. I think we all got that. We have all, I still feel as though I still feel as though I did not quite hit the mark in terms of addressing you all in a way that extends to our entire operation last year. So this year, this very unique and challenging year, I'm gonna try and make that up to you. So let's start with the hard, cold facts. Let's start with the numbers, as anyone who knows me knows that I like to do. I like to start with the numbers as they tend to be my weak spot, but what they also tend to do is give the best and truest first impression of most situations. So from July 1st, 2019 to June 30th, 2020, we had a total number of active TBS patrons of 5,830 people and 235 institutional accounts. So the total number of calls fielded by our reader advisors from that patron base and then others who are just interested in what we do was around 13,499 calls. Now, this year I've redefined how we're going to categorize not only our calls, but all approaches to our department. And I really think we grossly undercounted. So listen for that number next year and let's see what that sounds like. Our total circulation within that calendar period, that includes digital books, large print books, and DVDs, things that go out from our location, was 150,582 units. And then the total number of digital book machines checked out was 843. Now, the total number of barred patrons we added last year was 736. I think these two numbers are very telling. If we sent out 843 machines, but we signed up 736 people who access BARD on their own personal devices, that means our talking book machines are just about as popular as BARD. So anytime I hear the argument people want to make that our talking book machines are becoming irrelevant because of modern technology, I have the numbers to prove that that is not the truth. So those of you all who argue on behalf of the talking book machines, you don't have to, the numbers do it. In that same calendar period though, we also had 59,415 BARD downloads. So that is the equivalent of a small library. We've got plenty of people using BARD, but we've also got plenty of people who are still using our machines. I am so excited to report that last year, this does not include carryover from the previous year, last year we received $26,220 in donations from the general public and stakeholders who are just interested in supporting us financially. That was phenomenal. I just cannot say enough about the financial support that we get from people who think that what we do is very important. And even though we ended up having to shut down the building and all volunteer operations, we were able to glean 2,050 hours of volunteer service from people in the community who just came to say, tell me what I can do to help you. We are so thankful to all of our volunteers. And I'll talk a little bit about how we're going to move forward with continuing to work with them in this brave new world that we are trudging through. So, the shutdown. On March 17th, we, as most state agencies did, shut down. Technically, but not technically. Ironically, it was an NFB member who let me know that as a state agency, we were probably on our way home very soon. I was on the phone with Shannon Cook discussing some TBS Advisory Council business as she prepared to move her operation from her office to teleworking. It wasn't until she and I were speaking that the magnitude of what we are now surviving became real for me. That the Commission for the Blind was rapidly making real-time plans to have their staff begin immediate teleworking duties let me know that I should be coming up with a plan for my own talking books, folks. Under the exceptionally capable leadership of Lisa, Denise, Deborah Pack, our HR director, as well as Chris Yates, our deputy director of library resources and services, and a former director of TBS, I really didn't have to. Our IT director, Paul Harmon, and his team sprung into action, making sure the TBS staff had all the equipment they needed. Our reader advisors literally went home one day and were ready to take calls as they normally would in the office not too long thereafter. It was a pretty remarkably seamless transition physically. Emotionally, not so much. As many of you all know, our parent agency changed its name nationally last October. We are now a regional library of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, a division of the Library of Congress. Our mandate is to specifically serve the entire print disabled population of the state of South Carolina. That also includes those with organic and cognitive impairments such as dyslexia, ADD, autism spectrum disorder, and individuals with other physical limitations such as senior citizens who are unable to hold a book on their own. Our population in this state that qualifies for and or readily avails themselves of our services has suffered tremendously throughout the current and unavoidable pandemic. For anyone who has experienced a loss, I bring condolences and thoughts of unifying empathy from the TBS staff. Our reader advisors in particular have heard some of the more heart-wrenching frontline stories of patrons and done all that we can to weather this storm with you all. Notes received from family members detailing how a beloved relative listened to their talking book machine until their final hours continue to sustain us. We commit to be here to service your educational as well as leisure reading needs in some shape, form, or fashion until that great day when this scourge is inevitably eradicated. I want to take this opportunity to specifically thank our staff for their individual commitments through action to this goal. Feel free to clap where you are when you hear a name whom you feel is especially deserving. A sincere thank you to our reader advisor team, Brenda, Naomi, Diane, and Allie, for staying open to change and for thinking outside the box on their own as we navigate these new, sometimes choppy waters. The messages many of you have left in various formats letting us know how helpful they are to you have not gone unnoticed. This is a great team of librarians and library assistants who not only know their subject matter, but know and care deeply about their patrons. Be proud of them and grateful that they are exceptional representatives for what they do within the NLS Network, South Carolina. I am very grateful for them. Ron Witten, our studio manager, with the assistance of Dwayne Wilson, who serves as Ron's backup, as well as duplication specialist for the department, accomplished so much this past year. We were so excited when author Tom Pollan agreed to read and record his works for us for inclusion into the national collection. We could think of no greater way to help introduce the rest of the country to the literal and written voice of an authentic son of the modern South, adopted by South Carolina as one of its own. And then the shutdown occurred. Undaunted, Ron kicked in the high gear, working out a process with help from Talking Books libraries in Colorado and Pennsylvania for developing a mobile recording studio so that narrators will be able to check out equipment from us and record NLS quality material from home. Ron is scheduled to receive the first kid in his own home in the next few weeks. Our beta tester volunteer should begin experimenting with the recording magazines, with the recording of magazines a few weeks thereafter. Along with Dwayne, I want to shout out what has become known as our phase one or team book staff. Dwayne Wilson, Todd Ferguson, Mark Frick, and reader advisor assistant Amber Sanders. Staff were sent home around March 17th and mail circulation of books went on hiatus. Todd, our newest employee, went on a hiatus until June 1st. Let me clarify that. Todd, our newest employee, spent his first day and first few weeks thereafter on the job as a teleworker. It's kind of hard for a mailroom employee to do, but he did it well. Dwayne brainstormed ways to potentially duplicate items from home and hit the ground running when mail circulation resumed on June 1st with duplication and distribution of back copies of magazines not sent during the shutdown. However, Mark became our South Carolina State Library guy, in air quotes. He continued to go in at least 2 days per week to ensure that time-sensitive mail got distributed so that bills would still be paid on time, and that any other things that needed to be handled in the building in the absence of the full staff were seamlessly taken care of. I am proud to say this earned him a South Carolina State Library Employee of the Quarter designation, and we all could not be prouder of this most deserved award. And last but not least, reader advisor assistant Amber Sanders ensured that we had a very successful summer reading program. All participating patrons had their questions answered, reading activity logged, and even received their prizes along with a letter printed in large print and braille due to Amber's efforts. Give this entire team a round of applause, folks. I could not be more proud of a better group of employees and their dedication to service to the citizens of the state of South Carolina. So let's talk about the brighter and quickly approaching future. I want to thank Derek and the Youth Division for allowing me to introduce myself during their session yesterday. We are very excited about welcoming them into our fold and helping to foster lifelong library patrons from their membership. We received our first Russian-speaking patron this year and our first Spanish-speaking child this year. After reaching out to her teacher to see how best to fulfill her needs in her native language, the teacher informed us that she wanted to use children's books to help improve the child's English language speaking skills. We are happily obliging this request. Keisa Great from the Commission for the Blind and I talked just yesterday. We anticipate being more involved on a regular basis with the commission trainings beginning towards the end of next month. We are so excited about working with the commission in a more organized and regular manner. Galena Gall, who is a librarian for the South Carolina School for the Deaf and Blind Library and a member of the TBS Advisory Council, has graciously worked with us to postpone but not cancel a program we had planned that would help us collect stories of blind veterans and then have an event that would allow some of the school students to participate in a patriotic listening and observance of some of these stories. Our hope is to host this event this school year, leading the way with the story of NFB member and veteran David Bundy. Speaking of David, let me take this time to thank our TBS Advisory Council members, a group of patrons who help us make informed decisions about the wants and needs of our constituents. Many of them are also active and vocal members or supporters of NFB, so I feel very confident when we move forward using information gleaned from their advice and discussion. Those members are David Bundy, Shannon Cook, Jeannie Farmer, Galena Gall, Nancy Irwin, Claiborne E. Jeffcoat, Linda Jenkins, Julianne Cleckley, Marty McKenzie, Cindy Poppenhagen, Wendy Sanders, and Tracy Spittle. Shannon, Tracy, and David, by the way, were staunch supporters and participants of this year's summer reading program. I am happy to announce that we will soon be distributing information about our winter reading program, scheduled to begin on January 1st, 2021. They don't know it yet, but they will probably be drafted to help us do some promotion on that one. There's nothing like a testimonial to convince others to join in on the fun. Marty, and I'm certain I do not even have to say Mackenzie at this point, as his stellar reputation always precedes him, and ironically, he just preceded me, was also kind enough to begin including our agency more actively in the Vision Education Partnership. This allowed me to attend the SCAER conference this past year, which we plan now to put on our annual calendar of events in which to participate, virtually or otherwise. Through this attendance, I was able to make invaluable contacts with professionals like Dr. Tina Hirschberg. Tina and I emailed yesterday as well, and her students are serving as the last test group, as the test group for our new virtual outreach and programming activities. One of our TVI students interviewed reader advisor Allie Lovett this past week about specific offerings we can extend to teachers of the visually impaired. We are scheduled to do a final walkthrough tour of our facility this coming Thursday with the same student so that she can get a firsthand glimpse of the mechanics of our operation. Our plan is to duplicate these sessions with all USC Upstate active TVI teachers in training so that they will promote us to their future students and parents and actively involve us in their classrooms. Again, a special thank you to Marty, Tina, and the Vision Education Partnership for helping us make this a reality. So that's the beginning of our virtual outreach. How do we plan to start conducting programming virtually? Well, I'm glad you asked. On Thursday, August 28th, that's this coming Thursday, from 3 to 4 p.m., reader advisor Brenda Boyd will conduct our first Digital Books and Friends book club via Zoom. They are discussing The Great Beyond by Kristen Hannah. If you've read it or can read it before now, or can read it before Wednesday, I'm sorry, please contact us to RSVP to the discussion. Sign-on information will then be sent back to you. You can get more information on how to RSVP from the news section of our website at sctalkingbook.org or our Facebook page. We are striving to make both as accessible as possible and welcome feedback on how to make that happen. While this will be our first foray into online program, it will be nowhere near our last, and we look forward to hosting at least one event that each of you ends up enjoying and could not have experienced anywhere else except with South Carolina State Library Talking Book Services. So, in conclusion, I'd just like to share that the National Federation for the Blind of South Carolina is entering into a new era of leadership, innovation, and growth. I want to take this opportunity to give a special thank you to Ed and Dondra, David, and most especially, Frank and Shelley Koppel in particular for their gracious welcome last year and their acceptance into the fold. My reader advisors are really commenting on how big a loss it will be when Frank and Shelley aren't with us next year. But I do want to say the formulation of the at-large chapter under Frank's administration, stewarded by veteran stalwarts on the state level, is a testament to how this group is not afraid to evolve in a way that best serves all of its current and potential constituents, and that the valuing of tradition will not be sacrificed at the altar of progress. This is a unique trait for any organization to possess, and I hope that the newer and younger members of this federation understand how much there is to learn from that fact alone. Rest assured that the South Carolina State Library and Talking Book Services in particular is prepared to support this organization's development with as much of our resources and manpower as possible. As well, it is formally stated in our South Carolina State Library strategic plan that members of your unique and vibrant community will be given as many seats at our tables as you are willing to take. If you reach out as a result of this invitation, an invitation that I am personally extending to each and every one of you right now, one of those seats can also be lunch on me. Thank you for your time this afternoon, and please enjoy the rest of this wonderful conference. Take care, everybody.